Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on July 8th, 2015. The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their businesses by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their decisions have on the local economy. Networking programs offered provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the city of Redondo Beach, visit the website at www.visitredondo.com. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
Well, Joe, I am fine. I've done a little better. I've got a little July 4th itis in the form of bronchitis, so I'm a little I am a little under the weather. But I didn't want to miss this show because this is a big deal.
It is a big deal, and I was just excited to see some reports last night and the night before about these murals that are going up all around Los Angeles. But specifically some murals downtown that are just amazing, done by some local artists. It's just going to be an amazing experience for the whole city. But really, when we get to the South Bay, it's wonderful. There's this concept of host towns where individual cities are hosting specific athletes and their families and have events planned for specific athletes from specific countries, and this is going to be very exciting. We're looking forward to this in our own Redondo Beach.
Yes, and of course, we're talking about the Special Olympics World Games 2015.
Right.
Yes, it's a big, big deal.
It's a big deal. Who are our guests today, Jackie?
Our guests this morning are Dinah Larry and Jeff Melodia, committee members on the Special Olympics World Games for host town Redondo Beach. Now, born in downtown Los Angeles, Dinah Larry has been a Southern California girl her whole life. She moved to the South Bay with her family in 1960 and has been an active member of the community ever since. Dinah has held several positions in numerous organizations and was the founding president of the Redondo Beach Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association. She has been a member of various South Bay Chambers of Commerce and is currently serving as past chair of the board for the Redondo Beach Chamber. She was a graduate and co-chair of Leadership Redondo 2004, in addition to being the president of the Redondo Beach Roundtable and member of the Lobster Fest Committee. Dinah has received a few very special awards for her community involvement, including a medal from the Redondo Beach Police Department for Community Service, Volunteer of the Year for the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce 2010, and the Rotary Club of Redondo Beach Business Person of the Year for 2011 and 2012. Dinah is the proprietor of Simple Life Management, which specializes in personal assistance services and event planning. Now, Jeff Melodia worked in the entertainment industry for over 25 years, primarily at NBC Studios. He lived in the Santa Clarita Valley for most of his life, but in 2010, Jeff found his way to the South Bay and made Redondo Beach his home. Once embedded in the beach city, Jeff launched a new business called Keeping It Local, a company that provides tools and services for locally owned businesses. Jeff's business and marketing background provided him with the people and communication skills necessary to succeed as VP of Business Development. Through the Redondo Beach Chamber, he quickly became involved in the community, working with and volunteering for several great causes. One of those causes is the Special Olympics World Games Host Town Program. When Mayor Aspel, who has been involved with the Special Olympic organization for over 25 years, asked if he would help, Jeff quickly stepped up. The Olympic World Games, scheduled for July 25th through August 2nd, are expected to draw 7,000 athletes and 3,000 coaches representing 177 nations. Redondo Beach will host about 100 delegates from Benin, Suriname, and Haiti for 3 days, that's July 21st through the 24th, just prior to the start of the games. Now, one of the Redondo Beach Chamber's core values is to promote the community, and it was with this in mind that the Chamber became the first major sponsor for the 2015 Special Olympics World Games. As one of the host towns, Redondo Beach will provide lodging, meals, transportation to and from their training sessions, in addition to shopping opportunities, a parade, a giant beach party at Seaside Lagoon, and more for the athletes and delegates. And this morning, our guests are going to tell us all about it. Dinah, Jeff, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you
very much.
Well, we're excited to have you. You know, we've had a few programs on the Special Olympics coming to Los Angeles, and it's such an amazing experience. We're really, really thrilled to talk about it. Coming to Redondo Beach and Redondo Beach being a host town. But we really should start at the beginning, I think. So I'll start with you, Dinah. Why and what is it? What does it mean to be a host town for the Special Olympics?
Being a host town is a really huge honor. Our mayor was approached by some other host town committee members and said, I think this would be a good idea for you to do. And our mayor, with his past experience with Special Olympics, he really jumped on the opportunity. But being a host town is really giving us an opportunity to embrace the world, basically, having a piece of other countries coming to our city and having a cultural exchange, having an opportunity to showcase our city to people that would probably never, ever come to America, let alone California or the Los Angeles area. So it's a great opportunity for our community to be able to be part of this.
Wow, these are three, actually quite historic countries. Of course, Benin, Suriname, and Haiti. Jeff, what does it mean for the city, do you think, to host these countries, and what a kind of an impact do you think it could have on the city?
Well, you know, the host of the countries, it's a unique experience for our residents and for these guys to experience what we have to offer. But the leave behind really is a better understanding and connection to the Special Olympics movement and the special needs families throughout, the South Bay and the ones that live in Redondo Beach. When this is over, we're all going to have that appreciation of who they are, what their capabilities are. And when this thing was started by Eunice Kennedy, this is exactly the goal that was in mind, is to show the world that these guys are very physically able and have abilities that are beyond what you would think of in the beginning. So really, this is going to be leave a long-lasting and positive impression for the community.
Exciting. I know that there are several pieces to this that we're going to be discussing, so I really would love to do that. But first, I want to get a little bit of the history, if you could, Jeff. Can you tell us a little bit of the history, that, as you know it, of the Special Olympics? Is
sure.
there something that you really love that you've learned?
Well, you know what? When you see how a few people can make a difference, I mean, this, again, was started by Eunice Kennedy. It's from her experience with Rose Kennedy, and And it was in the early 60s, and the movement grew, and then they had their first World Games. Now, the World Games are a little different than the Special Olympic Games. Special Olympic Games are nationally held throughout the nation in different regions. The World Games bring different countries together, and the first one, I believe, was held in Chicago, and it's been growing ever since. Now, we're actually going to be, for the first time, televised on ESPN, all the games, and this is to see how one person can make a difference and the excitement built throughout the world to such a large humanitarian event. In fact, this is, I think, the largest humanitarian event this year worldwide.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive. So, you know, and as people come together, especially kind of like the Olympics bring the community together, but this brings – I think this brings the world together in a little different way. It's less about the competition, but more about appreciating all of us, you know, as a community. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is something special about the, as you say, the camaraderie, and the focus is on not on the competition, but on bringing the world together. And of course, there are many more nations involved in the Special Olympics World Games than there are in the actual Olympics, and that's in keeping with the spirit of the games. Dinah, tell us, what are some of the events? Just give us a global picture of what's going to happen beginning to end for people here in Redondo, and then we'll dive into each individual event.
Okay, well, we're going to start off. Every morning, they're going to get up and have breakfast at their hotels, and we're going to have a team of volunteers, the same volunteers each morning, to greet them and make sure that everybody's up and going. They'll be getting on the buses the first day and heading over to Redondo Union High School. Dr. Keller and Dr. Wesley have embraced this opportunity to provide first-class training facilities for the athletes, and they're just going to be blown away when they see what an amazing high school we have here. So they'll do a little bit of training there. We've teamed up with Beach Cities Health District, so we'll have a group Zumba opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then the buses are going to pick them up, and we're going to head over to the South Bay Galleria. And the Galleria has been amazing with putting together a plan for them for the day. So there'll be a small program. They'll have lunch, which is being provided by the Galleria. Then they will be broken into little groups, and they'll be spending some time shopping. And that was on their list of things to do while they were in Los Angeles, was shopping. So I know that they're going to be very excited. We've got a wonderful Galleria, and the people at the Galleria have just been so very generous. They've gotten the different stores to participate. So it's really going to be a fun day there.
Now, okay, so this is a general routine, and this goes on for how long?
We will have them until Friday morning, so it'll be July 24th.
Okay, okay. So this is very interesting. This is going to be an exciting process. Is there an opportunity for the public to get involved?
Well, we have actually a couple of things that they can do. There's a torch run prior to the arrival, and unfortunately it's not coming into Redondo, but it's going to stop at Hermosa Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So we have partnered with Hermosa on a couple of our events, and we are encouraging the public to come out to the Hermosa Pier Plaza and celebrate the torch run end right at the plaza there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are also encouraging anybody who can't really make a commitment but wants to support the Special Olympics to come out on the pier on the Thursday at 5:45. We're going to have a parade of athletes around the pier and over to Seaside Lagoon, which is going to also include the cities of Hermosa Beach and Hawthorne.
Mm.
So there'll be over 300 delegates there.
Wow.
And it's it's going to be really fun. And so we're encouraging everybody to come out for that and cheer them on and create some excitement there.
I have a question. In how many host cities or how many South Bay cities are host cities? Diana or Jeff, do you know?
I can list them off for you. They're starting with El Segundo, then Manhattan Beach, Hawthorne, if you want to consider them in part of South Bay. Of course, Hermosa Beach and ourselves. We're the South Bay group that are.
Yeah, I believe Compton and Inglewood and maybe Culver City. So that's, you know, it's not the entire South Bay. So we're representing and having an opportunity for people from Palos Verdes and Torrance and all over to help support us, and they have.
I was going to ask, do the other cities, like, were they not asked to, or do you have to volunteer to do this, or how does that work?
Well,
go ahead.
They were asked, and, you know, it was difficult even for Redondo Beach. I mean, given the fact that this is the peak season, it's really hard for all of us to find hotel rooms to house these in, not much less to be able to afford them. So, you know, some of the cities, they were just booked. There's other events that are going on in Torrance, for example, and they just could not manage the rooms that was needed.
Yeah.
So it's not that they didn't want
to
do it. Yeah, they just realized that they just weren't able to do it properly. We were fortunate that we have three hotels that have stepped up immediately, and that was Crown Plaza, Palos Verdes Inn, and the Best Western. And then, unfortunately, Dinah can explain that the Palos Verdes Inn had a little mishap, and then Dinah was able to arrange them to stay at the other hotels up in the North Redondo. Right, Dinah?
Yeah.
Right.
We had, I could tell you a little bit about our committee. We are sort of the committee on steroids. When the mayor selected us, he picked people that really could get things done that he knew and trusted. And we started about 6 months behind the rest of the group because it just sort of, the paperwork went to the bottom of the pile. We were having lots of other things that were of major concern to the city, and this kind of went below or fell through the cracks. So when somebody brought it to the mayor's attention, he immediately jumped on it. And so we had everything organized in a matter of weeks. We were ready to go. But then about 2 weeks ago, there was a fire over at the Palos Verdes Inn, and a friend on our committee texted me and said, "Hey, Palos Verdes Inn is on fire." And I wrote back, "What?
Mm-hmm.
Can't be happening." So I immediately sent an email to the manager and said, "Are you okay? What's going on?" And he said, "Everything is fine. You know, the fire was under control." A couple days later, he called and said, "Well, the damage that it has caused was significant enough that we have to close down until we can take care of this. And I'm afraid it's going to take longer than, you know, a few weeks." So, and we're talking, we're about a month. We were about a month out at the time. So we kind of went in panic mode because, like Jeff was saying, the reason that the other cities didn't jump in is it's our peak season. Hotels are full, and they're getting top dollar. And it just, you know, the summer season makes
right.
a hotel year. So it was really hard for them to give up some rooms. Palos Verdes Inn was so generous. They had 22 rooms. That's 44 athletes. So, and we had kind of our hotels concentrated in a close proximity of each other so that transportation would be much easier. Well, I scrambled and called up our new hotels over on the north end on Marine Avenue. The manager there, Ryan McCarthy, and said, "Listen, you know, I need some big help. Can you help me out here?" And he's got, I think it's a CrossFit event is going on in Southern California that's huge and taking up lots of hotels, plus the Special Olympics and all these other things going on. and he was able to give me 11 rooms in each hotel. So last week it saved the day. However, with that came a huge financial increase for us, and we were kind of looking up to the Special Olympic gods and saying, oh, help.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, Northrop Grumman stepped in with a huge financial contribution, and like that very afternoon, and covered this additional cost for us, which saved the day. So they're our heroes, and we are very fortunate about that.
Dang.
Yeah.
I know. We're moving forward.
I listening to that story, I was expecting the phone to ring to see if I had an extra bedroom I could put people up at.
I know. Well, that's what we were thinking. Okay, I could probably take four at my house.
Get the rollaway bed up.
You know, you're right. A peak season for us here. The hotels, you know, for them to step up, and then, as you said, other sponsors stepping in, that's amazing.
Right. Well, and I have to tell you, you know, this came to the Visitors Bureau first off. Charlotte Lesser, I'm sure you know her. She's very active in Manhattan Beach and the former chair of the board of Redondo Chamber. And she came to us and said, hey, this is coming, and it might be an idea for us to get involved. And the tourism committee looked at it and said, wow, this is great. It's amazing. It's really going to be a good thing. But gee whiz, it's right smack dab in the middle of our peak season, and that's when they said, well, we're going to help no matter what, and they made a huge financial contribution so that we could brand all of the athletes and the delegations with Redondo. So they kicked in $20,000 so that we could buy flip-flops and T-shirts and jackets and sunscreen and backpacks and everything. So all of that is covered. It's a hats, and it's all branded Redondo. So when these athletes come, they'll be outfitted, and then they're going to go to the World Games venues and village and wear their Redondo stuff proudly, and everybody's going to be looking like, wow, where did you get that? And where's Redondo Beach? And tell us all about it. So the tourism committee was really smart to look at, you know, there's 177 countries that this is going to, you know, impact right there. So it was really amazing.
You know, and the neat thing is, right, Dinah, that you know, as we were late in getting started, you know, the major players within the community really stepped up. The Chamber of Commerce was the first one that really stepped up, gave us the confidence. The hotels gave us the confidence. AES gave us the confidence to know that we were able to do this. Mike Zislitz from Rock and Brew, you know, offered one of the night meals we're going to have there at Rock and Brew, and he's covering that fee. So once we knew we had that push, that little lift up, that we can do it, and really, I think with our committee, Dinah, we've surpassed the expectations of everybody, all the other beach cities as well.
Well, this is really what we were hoping to hear about, Dinah and Jeff, because this is really the sort of inside baseball that most of the public rarely gets to hear about, and really, you know, sets the tone for what's to come, and gives people a sense of pride in their local community for putting on such a welcoming host town event for these athletes. So we're looking forward to this. We're going to take a little break now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the South Bay Show. We're talking about Special Olympics, host town Redondo Beach. The World Games are coming to Los Angeles, and it's just going to be tremendously exciting. But as you can hear, there's a lot of work involved, and we're going to hear all about that, and we're going to hear all about the opportunities for you, those of you at home, to get involved and to attend these events. It's going to be very exciting. Now, if you're listening to the program live and you have questions or comments, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And, of course, we'd also like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, we don't have a sponsor, but who do we want to thank?
We don't have a sponsor yet. this is a brand new show, and we have a couple of commercial spots that are available. If anybody's interested in sponsoring this show, contact me. Yeah.
And they would do that at southbaybyjackie.com.
Yes.
All right. So this is really wonderful, Dinah, because it really gives people a great sense of the drama. the fire, the things that have to be overcome. The show must go on, as they say, right?
Oh yes. And Jeff and I both have a show business background, so we're used to
right.
get it done yesterday attitude.
Right.
So we're a very good team. We think alike and work alike, and if there's a job to be done, we both just say, okay, is it going to be you or me? And then 10 minutes later, it's done. So we're pretty good about that.
So
I think
where
the mayor knew what he was doing there.
So where are the World Games? Where is the sort of, there's a village where the athletes are going to be during
right.
the game? Where is that?
Yeah, right. They're being put up at the UCLA and the USC campuses.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the games are happening there. Some of them are down in Long Beach as well. And then a few over there up in Balboa Park up in the valley. The idea, as we heard about this, is not to get these grand stadiums to where it looks like it's empty. You know, they're putting them in the college stadiums, like the Aquatic Center over there. And it's an experience for the athletes, really, is what's being provided, you know, the cheering and the fans in the stands, which I'd like to get into sometime in this program,
sure.
is an essential part of this. And as people want to help out, that is really where it's going to make the biggest difference. When you see on television an entire stadium filled with people that are excited and the athletes feed on that excitement, really it's going to be electrifying, and all of us get to take away with it.
This is 17 days, 12 hours, and 32 minutes away.
You've got your costume.
I got it.
Five hundred thousand
spectators, 500,000 spectators expected. 30,000 volunteers, 3,000 coaches. One world of inclusion. I love it. LA 2015.org. You can get a lot of facts and figures there. Michelle Obama will be attending the opening ceremonies. Of course, ABC News will be covering part of the Special Olympics. ESPN will be covering all of the Special Olympics games by the numbers. It's going to be a world-class event. What are some of the things that you take away from this experience, Dinah? And now, of course, we're just, 2 weeks away.
Well, I know that for me, it will continue on. Since my bio there, Jackie, I've changed jobs and I'm working for Body Glove. And Body Glove is a huge sponsor of lots of things locally, but Russ Lesser and Charlotte. Russ is the president of Body Glove, and they took on all the beach cities as far as sponsoring. So they are providing all the volunteer T-shirts for all three cities and rash guards for all three cities and including Hawthorne and pop-ups and beach things and whatever else they need. And as a takeaway, because Russ is so involved in the community, we'll continue to do things along these lines, and who knows? Maybe we'll have a special surf camp for special needs people, and all kinds of different things are going to happen and continue to happen.
Now, generally speaking, Jeff and Dinah, we want to focus on the games and the wonderful activities that are going to be involved and of course the sports and the inclusion. But let's talk a little bit about special needs in the South Bay. I mean, it's one of the things that is most exciting to me, I have to say, is the highlight that all of the people, all of the families that have special needs children, the special needs adults that are living in the South Bay, are being highlighted a little bit and being, you know, are coming out of the shadows, and we're saying these people live with us. There need to be more services, perhaps more inclusion on a regular basis. Can you talk a little bit about that, Jeff, that this Special Olympics is really just highlighting the fact that we already have lots of people living with us in the South Bay already?
Right, right. I mean, this brings awareness, like I said earlier, but also the families now feel more included. As you get to know them, they're more welcome. They find out what other events that they can come to. We understand how that we just talk to them like people. You know, you don't talk to them like children. Mm-hmm. The infrastructure that is already existing and how do we support that? Dave Bill, who's on our committee, is also in the Special Olympics organization. And he's been working with the athletes locally for quite some time. And that little connection was nice to have, so that he put us together. And we're going to then take after this and further the cause. So we really... You know, I mean, it's just really an awareness for you know, people like myself. You know, I had no idea what special needs meant and the challenges that the families face.
Right, right. Dinah, is do you think that there will be a fallout, a legacy from the Special Olympics that will continue on? We're hoping that there will be.
Oh, absolutely. And that, I think, is really the whole purpose of bringing the world together. It's they have this little ring. It's part of their logo. It's the circle of inclusion. And it's a multicolored mosaic, which represents all the different nationalities as well as types of people. It's really to let people know that the world is made up of more than just, you know, one or two kinds of people. It's the variety of strengths and weaknesses, and we all need to come together and become a supporting community and help everybody and include them and accept them for who they are and what they can bring to the table. So it's really an eye opener, and I know that coming down the line, I see that Jeff and I will be probably continuing in some capacity as helping to remind the communities. I mean, we get so involved in our little worlds, like, oh my gosh, this is happening. But this is something everybody can embrace and say, you know what, these little things aren't so important. This is what's important. And
right.
And that's the legacy that we're hoping to continue to build.
And if I can add a little bit of something, you know, one of the volunteers, Jim Hannon, who is in charge of the Bicycle Coalition and is an avid bike rider, also is involved with another organization called Best Buddies, which I had no idea even existed. And Best Buddies is a similar organization that actually finds work for these families or these special needs people.
Mm-hmm.
So those little connections that we already see starting to be made will continue as we focus, you know, in that direction.
Great, great.
You know what I think has got to be by far the most exciting thing about this is you have a special needs kid here in the neighborhood, and they get to go to these events and hopefully go to some of the games and see this firsthand and think, oh my gosh, I want to grow up and do this.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You know,
I inspire them to reach up and do something more than what they thought they could do.
Right. That's so exciting. That's exciting.
It's very exciting, and I love this. Is Best Buddies bestbuddies.org?
Yeah, bestbuddies.org, and it is. Which Kennedy? Do you remember which Kennedy?
Anthony Shriver
has taken this along, and he showed up actually at one of our events that we had to bring awareness to Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
sharp looking guy.
He's hot, is what Jeff is trying to say.
Yeah.
Is he eligible?
As a guy, you know. Yeah.
Is he an eligible Kennedy?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. He's nice to look at, and he's a really nice guy.
It doesn't matter,
Jeff.
Who cares? wonderful. You know, these kinds of programs are popping up all over the country. Just a note from the business side, to hire special needs adults is not only a good for the culture in your business, but it's also good business, because a lot of these special needs adult programs provide support from the government for businesses that hire these individuals, so that you're going to be paying a salary, but you're also going to be getting some support from the government for those salaries. So it's going to be a win-win-win for everybody involved, and you're going to get a great employee who's going to be very, very dedicated. So it's an amazing thing to look into if you're a small business, and light manufacturing, various kinds of businesses do very, very well by hiring special needs individuals, and everybody benefits.
Right. Yeah, there was a movie out this a few months ago or a month ago that's called Where Hope Grows. And if you see that movie, you will see what a difference a special needs person in your life can make. It's a fabulous example of somebody, like you're saying, they go to work, they have a job, they're very dedicated, but they bring sunshine with them, and they don't really care. Every day is a great day, and that joy spreads and will just make your day better when you are dealing with somebody who just is happy to be able to go to work.
Right.
And it's amazing what that will do.
Right. Wonderful. We're getting a lot of great information out there.
While we're on it, let's keep rolling with this. They mentioned that Dinah and Jeff mentioned a couple of the big sponsors.
Right.
But let's go through your sponsors and the smaller sponsors, because I understand throughout the South Bay, the Northrop Grumman's, the Skechers, the Body Gloves, they're all chipping in and doing their part, but there are a lot of other smaller businesses that are having little fundraisers and stuff. So we got time. Let's go through and give props to all these sponsors.
Okay.
Jeff, take it away,
Jeff.
Well, I could start with I'll start at the top and work down. You know, we've been AES. The South Bay Galleria has really chipped in. They've donated not only cash, they're donating the food and actually some spending money, and they're coordinating it with some of the businesses there, like at Tick Time and Macy's, and they're all going to offer the delegates some stuff and provide some money. All out of the food is being donated from Perry's. On the beach, we've got donations from Coca-Cola donated the water. Whole Foods made a donation. The Rotary is donating $3,000, and it'll be cooking the burgers at the Lagoon event. Dinah.
Silverado and Jersey Mike, they're doing it. You mentioned Rock and Brew. Center Cal has been one of our sponsors. Athens Services. We've got the Beach Cities Health District has been an incredible support. They're providing not only support, they're doing all the medical services. And I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. Plus, Barbara Ramsey Duke is with Beach Cities Health District, and she's on our committee. So she's organizing and handling all the food. The King Harbor Association has made a contribution for us. The thing that is different about the city of Redondo and South Bay BMW, but the thing that's different about Redondo is we reached out to the usual suspects that are always supporting. And when I took this role, I told the mayor, I'll do anything but fundraising. I am just cannot make myself ask anybody for one more penny. It's just I hate doing that. I rely on companies all the time, and I just, that's just not me. I'll do all the work, but don't make me ask for money. So that was going to be Jeff's piece. I'm sorry. So what we did is we reached out to our usual suspects anyway, and they all kicked in that we didn't really have to do these little nickel and dime fundraising events that take so much energy and time. We were able to get all of our sponsors to just say, I want to be part of that. You didn't even call me. What's happening there? Jeff has been the closer. He's closed all the deals.
It was easy because it's a great cause. So some of the other ones, for example, Dinah just happened to be mentioning it to one of her friends. Do you want to mention the name, Dinah?
Right. I work with a friend of mine and help her out, and I was telling her all about it. It's very exciting, and she said, well, I want you to write a check for them to them from me. And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? She goes, yes, write a check for $5,000. I want to be part of this, And I was just telling her, we're doing this, and we're going to go there, and we're going to have a parade on the pier, and we're going to have a beach party. She goes, well, what can I do? Let me write a check. So she stepped up. I think it was like in the first week that we took this project on, and she donated $5,000. So with that little story, just telling her and the excitement it generated was easy for us to just tell the story to these other people. And then next, she's not going to. If she can do it, I can certainly do it. So that was just the attitude.
I also want to give a shout out to the transportation that we got. So Transportation Concepts, which is the city's transportation provider, has really stepped up. They're donating all the transportation needs. And when we first, started this, that was one of the pieces that we're trying to figure out, because it could be really expensive, especially now that a lot of the athletes are up there in North Redondo. You have to move them around to all these events. It's thousands upon thousands of dollars in kind gifts that really add up to where we have raised, between in kind gifts and the direct gifts, almost $100,000 worth of goods and services that we're going to be leaving behind. It is amazing, and I can't discount the Chamber of Commerce role in this, because a lot of these people, as we all work through the Chamber of Commerce, they're easily accessible. We have relationships with them, so when we go to Athens Services, we know who it is. They trust that we are representing a good cause, and immediately step up to help out. So that was really the hub of the wheel that really started us going on this.
Now, we have a caller. I want to get callers involved in the conversation as well. Caller, last four digits, 5348. You're on the air.
Hey, my name's Bobby Christian. I'm with the Chamber of Commerce. I work in their marketing department. I'm going to tell you about some of the events we have coming up.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. And we were just, as you heard, we were having a great conversation about sponsors of the Special Olympics host town experience. So now let's talk about what events are coming up with the Chamber.
We have some awesome mixer and networking events coming up over the next few days. So I'm just going to go over them real quick. Our first one that's coming up is tomorrow night tomorrow afternoon, I should say, at the Chart House from 11:30 to 1. It's our monthly networking cafe. Now, the networking cafe is a luncheon that you need a reservation for, and today is the last day to reserve your seat. And this, every time we've done this event, it's a sellout event. It's the Chart House. It's delicious food, and it's a great event. So go to the Chamber website today, redondochamber.org, if you haven't yet, and reserve your seat. It's 11:30 tomorrow at the Chart House. Looking at next week, we're having a big ribbon cutting on July 15th at 10 a.m. at The Slip. The Slip's a new restaurant that's going to be opening on the boardwalk. If anyone was out on the International Boardwalk for the 4th of July, they had this really great concert throughout the day. They have 26 beers on tap. Can't wait for this place to open up to the public and get a lot of our business going on there. On the 16th at 4 p.m., there's an ambassador committee meeting. If you're not a chamber ambassador yet, we're currently accepting ambassadors for this year. If you need to get in touch with someone about that, it's Nancy Gusak at 310-376-6911, extension 28. Being an ambassador with the chamber is the best way to get involved in the businesses in the community, put your face in front of member businesses that might be able to support your own work. So we always encourage people to be ambassadors if they haven't been ambassadors yet.
Now, Bobby, yep. I've heard that it takes lots and lots of money, and you have to run like miles to be an ambassador. Is that correct?
I mean, if you want to run miles, you're free to do so.
Uh-huh.
But it's a very light lifting for the people involved, and you can really choose your commitment level, and it's free to join. It's free to be an ambassador. And like I said, it's a great way to get your face in front of other companies and make these connections that are really the reason people join the chamber in the first place. I mean, you join the chamber just to put your hands with the other businesses going on in the community. So it's free to join. Really easy. It's just about being a person, going and talking, and relating to the other businesses. So, again, contact Nancy Gusak if you're interested in doing that. The last thing I'm going to talk about today is the Member Appreciation Mixer on July 29th, and this is at the King Harbor Yacht Club at 5:30 p.m. This is invite and reservation only. So if you've got your reservation, if you've got your invite and you need to make your reservation, log onto the Chamber website at redondochamber.org. Just for the audience to know, when the website pops up, you're going to go up to the top right of the website and click Chamber, and that's going to bring you to our events page, our contact page. Everything that's going on in the community is going to pop up when you click that Chamber tab. If you're not a member of the Chamber yet, and this stuff is sounding really interesting to you, you want to have a ribbon cutting at your new business, you want to be part of these networking cafes, contact Nancy Gusak or Cheryl at 310-376-6911. And if you have any questions or if you want to get more involved, you can always email us at info@redondochamber.org or just call us, like I said, at 310-376-6911.
Great. Thank you very much, Bobby. We'd love for you to hang on for the discussion because we're going to talk about sponsorship and so let's continue with that, Jeff. Let's talk about some more of the sponsors for the Redondo Beach host town efforts with the Special Olympics.
Well, sure. Along with the ones that Dinah mentioned, that Jersey Mike's are providing some of the subs and food. The Salvation Army is doing the breakfast for the Haiti team. That's staying over there at the Crown Plaza, so they're going to be walking over there and getting a good breakfast from them. The Language Institute, Savre Faire, they're really providing the language services for us and reaching out and sold a lot of tickets for the Lagoon Party, which is really the local fundraising. The Lagoon Party is the one where you can buy tickets. It's $40 each right now, and you can attend the party as a resident and you kind of connect yourself with what really is going on, sign up for the fans in the stands and what have you. But also the language part of this, we have two main languages. That's Dutch and French. And French was a little bit easier, but Dutch was a bit of a challenge for them to come up with. And I think, Dinah, right, they came up with somebody to...
Right. I happened to be at the hairdresser and telling her all about Special Olympics, and she got real excited, and I said that I'm really looking for a French and Dutch. She goes, wait a minute, I know a guy that speaks Dutch, and the next thing you know, he's already translated all my our welcome letters and our sign-up sheets and all these different things for us. Joelle from Savoir Faire has been amazing. She's made little cheat sheets in all the languages for all of the volunteers to have, so that and for all the delegates. So it's where is the bus? Where is the volunteer? Where is the bathroom? You know, those kinds of things that you need to know. They've all been translated for us, which is really nice. One of the sponsors that we really haven't touched on yet that I'd really like to thank, and there's just no possible way we can thank them enough, is the City of Redondo Beach. They have put Dan Smith on our committee. He's the Director of Community Services for the city. And he's been outstanding. He's been able to help us navigate through all the ins and outs, making sure we have all the permits we need, making sure that we have all everything in order. The city has just bent over backwards. Our city manager, Joe Hefkin, is basically, you know, emails me, what do you need? How can we help? They've got a whole group of city employees that have volunteered. It's just been a wonderful way for the city and the community to work together. It's and our city, our mayor has just been more than generous with trying to support us and helping to make sure that we get through all the red tape and as easily as possible. And we have been able to do everything very quickly. The Redondo Beach Police Department, we tried to set up our program so we wouldn't be taxing a lot of community resources. We know that their time is very valuable and it needs to be spent somewhere else. So we really designed our events to minimize their need. And when we told the police department about what was going on, Captain Kravick says, well, how about the parade? And I said, well, we'll be on the pier. You don't need to close streets. It's just very simple, da-da-da-da-da. And he says, but can't we have a motorcycle in the parade? One in the front and one in the back.
Right.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Wouldn't you like us to be there?
Right.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to. He said, but we would really like to do that. So they jumped in and they said, and wouldn't you like to have maybe a fire engine over here so they can see that? And, you know, so the city is kind of like, wow, this is, generated enough excitement for them. So for our parade, and I'm very excited, and we got the word yesterday that the Redondo Union High School Marching Band will be leading our parade along. Well, first will be the police department on a motorcycle, and right behind them will be the marching band. And it's summer. The kids are all doing different things, but they are enthusiastic. There'll be a number of them together. And they'll be leading all the five delegations all along the pier. And it's just going to be great. And, of course, if you want, you can attend the beach party. There is, like Jeff mentioned, it's $40 right now if you want to get a ticket for the beach party at the Seaside Lagoon at the conclusion of the parade. The other person I wanted to also mention as one of our sponsors and a local resident of Redondo Beach is Vera Jimenez, KTLA News. She's the meteorologist, and she is going to be doing live broadcasts during the parade as the athletes are marching into Seaside Lagoon. Vera has two or three spots that she's going to be doing, and there should be a visual of the parade marching right at Vera as they're coming into the lagoon while she's doing her live broadcast. So we're very excited about that, as well as Rick Dickert, as you know, from Channel 11. He's the morning traffic and weather, and he did a great piece on us, and he and Vera are both our honorary co-chairs. So we've been very, very, very lucky to have them on our team.
Dinah, what day is the parade and the beach party at Seaside Lagoon?
It's Thursday, July 23rd. The parade will start 5:45, and it will begin right just where Tony's is at the pier. So they'll be marching that way around the horseshoe, down the ramp at Kincaid's, across the Fun Factory and around Quality Seafoods, all the way down the International Boardwalk to R10, mm-hmm. walking up the sidewalk to in front of Samba's along the the beach wall there, the break wall, and then over in front of Ruby's to Seaside Lagoon. So that's on the 23rd at 5:45.
And all this information and ways to buy tickets, we have a little local website that we created just for this event, and it's www.teamredondo.org. And you can find ways to donate, to volunteer, find the schedules online, and all the other information for World Games that we have connected to.
Teamredondo.org.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent.
So it's going to be it is really coming together, and like everything, you know, most things happen at the last minute. You know, as things get rushed through. So this is going to be the hectic time for Dinah and I and the rest of our team, and Barbara Ramsey Duke from Beach City's Health District. She's handling all the food and beverage, making sure that we have the healthy choices for the athletes, mm-hmm. And has really put together the restaurants. And the food for all these events, and it's amazing to see her in action, really, and it really validates what the Beach City Health District does, and that's to basically remind us all to live a little bit healthier. So that's another shout out to them.
Right, and our final thing I'd like to mention is we're having a city send off, and I think that's another thing that has really this whole. Experience has created for us is to bring the beach community together. We're kind of in our own worlds and very separate, but we're doing a joint send-off with the five cities. So that would be Redondo, Hermosa, Manhattan, El Segundo, and Hawthorne. And Hawthorne is providing, they have gotten a sponsor for the reception after the send-off party. We're going to be at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. It's going to be an opportunity for all the sponsors, volunteers, and all the delegates. That'll be over 500 athletes at the Performing Arts Center. It is a closed event, but it's really going to be a very exciting send-off for them to really get the athletes sort of fired up. We'll do like a little pep rally and thank our sponsors and all the mayors and city councils that have been more than generous with supporting this project.
Fantastic. So. Fantastic. I love that you've gotten a website, teamredondo.org, up and running. That's really helpful so that everyone has something to focus on.
Yeah, it's a nice, catchy, easy name to remember.
It is.
We'll forget what to use it for the next thing we do, right, Dana?
Right,
the next
right.
big thing that comes along.
Team Redondo, that's excellent. Excellent. Well, I want to thank you both. We're getting close to the end of the show. Is there anything that we haven't said, Dinah or Jeff, that you'd like to get out there?
Well, I want to mention that the opening ceremonies, there's still a lot of tickets. And I know in my Rotary, we have a Rotary meeting today, and we'll be getting together a group of us to go down there. It's going to be a great show. And that's I think for anybody who can't attend the local Redondo events, buy a ticket for that. You can go to la2015.org.
Right.
Like you said, you've got Michelle Obama is going to be there. It's going to be a spectacular as the Olympics. I think everybody's going to want to attend.
At the Coliseum.
Oh, Well, when you're talking about the headliners, there's going to be music. The headliners, Stevie Wonder, Avril Lavigne.
Right.
It's just going to be world class all the way. So looking forward to that. Thank you so much.
Well, I was going to say, and then fans in the stands. That's another. It's a big push by the organization, and I really appreciate the need for this. And so, as if you go on to la2015.org, familiarize yourself and put together a team to go down there and cheer these athletes on.
Yes, and we just found out from ABC News last night, if you use the code WGFANS, F-A-N-S, WGFANS, as in World Game Fans, you'll get a 25% discount. WGFANS.
I didn't know that.
That was probably that email we haven't gotten to yet.
Thank you so much, Dinah Larry and Jeff Melodia. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
The opportunity.
You guys,
hope to see you there.
Yes, of course. You guys are great, great representatives for Redondo Beach Special Olympics, host town, everything. And we're so glad that we could highlight it. And also, Jeff, give a shout out to your business. What website do you have for local?
Well, it's keepingitlocal.com, and
yeah.
You know, it's more of a business-to-business setup, and we provide tools and ways for them to market out as local businesses.
All right. All right. Well, we want to promote our local businesses, so.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know the old thing, you know, 30% more stays in the community. 30% more dollars stays in the community when you shop at a local business.
All right. All right. All right. Great. And thank you, Dinah.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Jeff. I have to say, you're a great chairman and doing a wonderful job, and I'm happy to be working with you.
Thanks. Oh, I do want to say one more thing, Dinah. She is Woman of the Year. I don't know if you guys mentioned that.
Oh.
And well-deserved, Dinah, it's an honor working with you. A well-deserved Woman of the Year. Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. And remember that, ladies and gentlemen, keepingitlocalbiz.com. Keepingitlocalbiz.com. Is that right, Jeff?
Yes, that's right.
Keepingitlocalbiz.com. All right. That's our show for today. Please come out and join the festivities here in Redondo Beach on the 23rd, of course. But also, don't forget, la2015.org. Get those tickets. It's going to be a fantastic event for the entire Los Angeles region, and we want everyone to come out and support that. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right, that's our show. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.